Good morning. This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. On the phone with me is the best-selling author of the Brilliance Trilogy. Marcus Sakey is just wrapping up the trilogy with the new novel Written in Fire and is here to talk about his international bestseller. Marcus Sakey, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
I'll begin at the beginning and ask where the idea for the Brilliance Trilogy came from, and did you plan it to be a trilogy when you came up with the idea?
I did. I love the idea of a trilogy. I think it's having grown up as a Star Wars freak and just having this notion of the classic sort of three-act structure laid out in individual works. So I had the idea that it would be a trilogy from the beginning. The main idea behind the Brilliance Trilogy is that starting in about 1980, one person in 100 is born exceptional. No superpowers, but they just see the world differently, and they're able to do things like see patterns in the stock market or be able to tell if a person is telling the truth or not with absolute accuracy. And that sounds great, except that means one in 100 people is essentially a savant, and that's rather tricky for the other 99 of us. The idea actually came because my wife was getting her master's in childhood development, and she was particularly fascinated by autism and Asperger's, and we'd often talk about it. She'd come home and share what she'd learned that day. And being a writer, everything I hear in life is sort of fair game for me to steal and warp and tweak.
Yes.
And I just was fascinated by the notion of the idea of roughly the same percentage, about one in 100, whose brains just work a little differently.
I have to say that it was, really the tension exists from the very first chapter of book one of Brilliance, when Nick Cooper's introduced, Nick Cooper, who is one of these one in 100, but he's actually working for the other side, tracking down what are considered the bad abnorms. And explain Nick Cooper, because he is a very complex character. In the first book, he seems to be a soldier for the government. In the second book, he's kind of his own independent operator, but beyond. And then there's Written in Fire here. Because what's happening in the Brilliance Trilogy is there's kind of a civil war that is firing up between the normals and the abnormals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The whole trilogy takes place across about a year of book time, and centers primarily on Cooper, who is an abnorm or a brilliant, but he's a patriot and a father, and only counts his gifts as part of his identity. And where most of the gifted are just members of society and welcomed as such, some of them are pretty antisocial in their behavior, resorting as far as terrorism. Cooper works for an agency in the government whose job it is to track and, if need be, terminate those individuals. It was fun writing him in particular because I knew I was going to write a trilogy. I was able to sort of plan the arc of his growth. In the first book, he has tasted the Kool-Aid and finds it delicious. He thinks that, he doesn't relish killing people, but he believes that he is helping prevent civil war. He's keeping things from getting worse. But as the books go on, he comes to realize that he had blinders on and that there was a lot of what was happening that he was missing. Throughout, really, his entire aim, if it can be boiled down, is trying to make a better world for his children, one of whom is an abnorm herself.
I'm speaking with Marcus Sakey, the author of the Brilliance Trilogy, book three of the trilogy, Written in Fire, available where books are sold right now. And Marcus, you mentioned the arc of Nick Cooper as a character. I sometimes ask writers on the show here about their writing style and how they go about writing. So do I take it you're a bit of a planner when it comes to your writing?
I am. I think it's important to note that there's no one way to do this. Everybody has to find the one that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the notion of just sitting down in front of a blank screen and starting a story with no planning is terrifying. That's akin to just sitting in the car and going, and you'll get somewhere. But there's no telling if it'll be where you want it. So for me, I definitely plan it. But at the same time, I need a certain amount of spontaneity. I plan enough to know where I'm going, taking that road trip metaphor. You know, I know the destination I'm aiming for and some places I'll stop for the night. But I don't plan every moment of the trip.
This is somewhat a thriller, kind of a mystery at times, an action. It's got a little bit of sci-fi in it. How do you qualify the Brilliance trilogy?
I would say it's a thriller more than it is anything else. A lot of people talk about it, the sci-fi aspects, which are fine. I love science fiction and grew up on it. But in truth, I think it's about as science fictional as, say, the television show Lost. It's our world. It's an alternate version of our world. And the only thing that makes it different is the existence of these people and the repercussions they've had. But for me, the goal is always smart entertainment. You know, I want to keep bright people up too late and make them miss their train stop because they've got to read one more chapter. And then hopefully have them thinking about the book when it's closed.
Well, I appreciate the compliment as a bright person who's been staying up lately reading your books, Marcus.
There is no greater compliment you can give a novelist than showing up bleary-eyed to work and desperately needing coffee.
Well, I love this alternative universe that you've created that is, you know, in our time, because not only do you write, but you include some, I guess you could call them advertisements that aren't advertisements, but they're tied in. And that's almost a narrative on its own. As, you know, through book one and book two, these little ads that are talking about the building tension between these gifted folks, the Brilliance, and the ones who aren't. And that's a tactic I find really refreshing in your books. Where did you and why did you come up with that?
Thank you. Those were some of my favorite bits, too. I referred to them as the interstitials, just to have something to call them. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that the more I started thinking about the impact that would happen in a world that's essentially ours, except for this one fundamental change, the more I realized I just had too much stuff, you know? I had too many ideas. And it drives me a little crazy. It's a writerly pet peeve when every time characters are in the car, the radio's on and you hear something important. You can do it a little, but it gets a little heavy-handed. So what I really wanted to do with the interstitials was make it clear to people that it's not just the story of the characters you're reading here. The whole world is wrestling with it. So I have everything from advertisements to song lyrics to interviews in magazines, to personal ads of people who fetishize Brilliance,
yes.
Just kind of ways to try and round it out a little.
Well, I love it. I think it was back in book one that I remember it was an ad that said, well, if the gifted hadn't come along, this would be what would happen. And it's a description of what's happening in our world today.
That was one of my favorites, too. I made up a fake book of what would have happened if the gifted never happened, and it looks just a great deal like our world.
Well, what has surprised you the most when it comes to reaction to the Brilliance trilogy? As I told you before we went on the air, I'm late to the game, and I wasn't aware of the trilogy until the book three was coming out here, but I did go back and catch up. But I'm wondering what you found surprising about people and their reaction to the Brilliance trilogy.
You know, what I found most surprising and most gratifying is the kind of the intensity of the reaction that people have had. It's what every writer hopes for. There's no one who sits down at the keyboard and intends to write something that people feel meh about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been really delightful, I think, especially writing a trilogy and writing this arc, to have people emailing me the whole way through saying, man, you've got to finish this book. I got emails. The book came out the 12th, which means it came out, on midnight, on the stroke of midnight. And I had a couple of emails that morning from fans who had sat up to read it like it was Harry Potter.
Wow.
Which it's just the most unbelievable feeling in the world to know that somebody was that into it. Because I've had books like that in my life. There are books where that moment hits, and that's what I'm doing today, calling in sick and reading that book.
That's right. Marcus Zaki. He's the author of the Brilliance Trilogy, the latest in that trilogy, Written in Fire. Book 3, the big finale, is available now. You can learn more about it at our website, WVXU.org. And I noticed in some of the press materials here, Marcus, that the trilogy's been picked up for a movie adaptation. And what's it like to have your book go from the page to the screen?
It's unbelievably surreal. I've been very fortunate with Hollywood. A number of my books have been optioned. One was made into a movie, my novel Good People, with James Franco and Kate Hudson. Mm-hmm. Brilliance is still in its early stages, but there's a lot of love for it in the team over there. They really seem like they don't just want to make a movie; they want to make the right movie, and that's really exciting. Because honestly, once you option it, you're sort of out of the process. It becomes their baby, and it's nice to see that people are taking care of your mutual baby.
Well, I can say once I read that, I was thinking, boy, it would be nice as a series. A la Game of Thrones, if you may, a little longer, because there are so many facets that you can explore when it comes to the Brilliance and all the stories in the Brilliance trilogy. I fear I would be disappointed in just a 2 or 3 hour movie when it comes to the story.
Well, hopefully it'd be, 2 or 3 hour movie.
Oh, that's true. That's true too.
Fingers very much crossed. Serial television these days is amazing. There's so many programs out there. It's not novel to say that we're kind of in a golden age. So I would be completely open to that. I would love to see that, because I think it would be, to me, the point of the series was never the brilliance. It's not about people with superpowers. It's about how we as a culture react to sudden change. And how easy it is to fall prey to fear and xenophobia instead of actually looking to see if there's a threat.
Well, you have completed the arc, Marcus. This is book 3 of the Brilliance Trilogy. How do you feel as a writer leaving this world, these people behind, or do you have plans to maybe revisit some of them in the future?
It's honestly, it's bittersweet. I've spent longer with these characters than with any other. Every other book I've written has been a standalone. So these characters have been with me for 4 or 5 years, and I love writing them, Cooper in particular. I think characters you really enjoy writing, it's sort of akin to a car you really enjoy driving. You know, it's not that Cooper's real to me, it's that, man, I love getting in and taking the wheel.
Yes.
So I miss that very much. At the same time, it's been 4 or 5 years, and so there's part of me that's saying thanks, enjoyed the ride. Don't let the door hit your imaginary butt on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do something new.
And what are your plans for the future, Marcus? Something different, something in the same vein, or a different type of thriller?
Something in a similar kind of vein, another big idea book, a speculative thriller. I'm actually well into it right now. It's a book that's been kicking around my brain for 5 or 10 years, and it's feeling so, so good to let it out.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for the Brilliance Trilogy, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Marcus Zaki, the best-selling author of the Brilliance Trilogy, book 3 of the trilogy, Written in Fire, is available now. Written in Fire by Marcus Zaki. You can learn more at WVXU.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.